Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to our next episode. Our guest today is founder of I Am Unbreakable Global Media, a national keynote speaker and an award-winning entrepreneur. With top-ranking social media presence across platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, her influence has zero bounds. Voted number one fastest growing podcast and best-selling author of Rockstar Confidence, she's a force to be reckoned with. As a Forbes and Rolling Stone contributor, her insights shape industries. Come on an inspiring conversation with this eight-time founder as she shares her wisdom on empowerment, entrepreneurship, and embracing challenges. Get ready to be empowered as she reminds us all that, yes, you can achieve greatness. I trust you're as excited as I am to learn more about our guest, but who is it? Please join me in a big podcast welcome for Adrienne Fiquette.
Ooh, I don't know that I've ever had such a great intro before.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just how it's read.
There you go. Well, you did fab like usual.
I love it. You know, and so for our guests, I think it's also awesome to share that she is a podcaster, as I said, and we've shared episodes. So I've been on her podcast, and so you'll have to check it out and also start to subscribe to hers. So that's just a little bit of a plug for you there.
Thank you. Well, it's so funny because being on the opposite side, I'm ready to jump in and ask you questions. So I've got to sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, you're in the hot seat today. I love it. But it's more of a, but it's going to be a great conversation. So as always, I have a starting question, which is full transparency, we are at 6:29 p.m. It's a Thursday when we're making this recording. And I want to know, Adrienne, what has been your most empowering thought that you've had today so far?
The most empowering thought I've had today so far is knowing that I get to speak to you and your amazing audience.
Okay, you're really kind.
You are a rock star through and through. No, really. You and I think we just clicked from the get-go, and I really vibe off of other people's sort of mindset and how they sort of interpret the world, good, bad, in different days. You know, you've got this awesomeness about you. So that was my empowering moment that I knew I was going to talk to you.
I love it. I love it. And thank you. I was so hype. And it's so funny because one of the things that's happening in my organization is like return. Well, not, I hate to call it because it is working. I'm going to be working in the office when I'm in Toronto more often than I like. Typically I'm in Ottawa. And then when I'm in Toronto, I have this opportunity to go down to the Toronto office. But today I was supposed to go, but then there was something else that actually kept me at home. And if I was going, I was like, oh no. But then I saw when you were at six, I'm like, what train would I have to catch? So actually I've been really excited about the fact that this has all worked out and I didn't have to modify my plans to spend time with you. So really, really excited.
Thank you. Well, thank you for that. And you know, sometimes since everybody has weird sort of working schedules now, even prior to the C word, it's so nice to connect to people, right? And I feel like when you've got that vibe or that energy with somebody and you can feed off of that person and vice versa, it is really a treat like throughout the day. And that's sort of what I get to do throughout the day as well, is meet amazing humans.
I love it. And so I know your journey. So the fact that you reach in and there's just a desire in your life to actually connect yourself to other people that are doing amazing and great things in this world, I don't think that comes from a place of having this insatiable curiosity. And I think that that's also born from the fact that you understand struggle. And we typically can't understand that which we haven't gone through. So would love you to sort of share a bit about your background so we have a sort of a baseline as to who you are, how you grow up, and what you believe are sort of some of those pivotal moments in your life that you've had to work through, get through to where you are on today. You know, enlighten us, get us to understand this before we get deeper.
How many hours do we have? I'll try to make it super quick. And thank you. That's an awesome question to sort of give somebody the platform and let them share their life with you in 3 minutes or less. So I guess I'm going to be honest with you. From, you know, a very young age, I think looking back, and I had mentioned to you that I'm just finishing up my book, it was a real true sort of journey for me to write a book because I look back, you have to look back. A lot of, you know, therapists and everybody's like, oh, don't look back, it's depression. I always tell my clients, look back to see how far you've come. Mm-hmm. And so when I look back at my journey, I realized that I was always really attracted to male predominant spaces or non-traditional spaces. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, you know, even in high school, I wanted to take auto. We got segregated, you know, you go and do home ec and cooking and be a girl. And all my guy friends got to go twist wrenches and build cars. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. And I think I told you my story, but just super quickly for your audience, you know, it was 2 or 3 weeks of going down to the principal's office every day saying, I want to twist a wrench. And, you know, he wouldn't let me. And I said, just tell me why. And finally he turned around. And he's like, 'cause you're a girl. And I was like, well, I know that, right? But it was the first sort of signal to me externally that, you know, there were barriers. And so I just, you know, finally he let me go because he just wanted me out of his office. So kind of to fast forward. And you know, it was neat. My sister, I had an older sister and my dad always, I wanted a boy. I guess I was a boy. So my friends were baking cookies and muffins and I was building fences. So that's sort of traditionally how my life went. Sort of fast forward, I had a PR agency, fairly successful. I would like to say did 2 world tours with the Rolling Stones, U2. Again, very much a sort of male traditional space. And then lo and behold, I decided I'm going to open up a private investigation agency, which is another story for another time. But several years into it, I started getting these awards and accolades and whatnot. And I didn't understand it because to me, I just did what I loved and loved what I did. Mm-hmm. But I was the first female in North America to own a private investigation agency. Wow. And I'm like, how is that? And that's when I really got into that sort of space of, why is it different? And mm-hmm. and I guess it was just the way that I looked at life was like, we are all human. We all bring something to the table. But I was really not welcomed in that space from, you know, certain people and competitors and whatnot, unfortunately. So I had no role models, no mentors. In fact, I got a lot of online bullying. You know, they threw cinder block through my front window and all this other fun stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, I kind of kept my blinders on and I continued to move forward regardless of the outside influence. And that to me sort of is the basis of what one of the most important things that I'd love to share with your audience is there's always going to be noise, right? There's always going to be outside influences trying to come in. And it is the reason that the book that I'm writing is called Rockstar Confidence. It's about that self-belief system you have for you and what is inside you internally. And so I believed in myself. It did not mean that I was perfect. It did not mean that I didn't zig when I was supposed to zag. You got to know how to pivot as an entrepreneur. You already know that. And I know you're great at it. And the thing is too, it's like at the end of the day, if you believe in you, that's all that matters. Mm. If you believe in your dream, never give up on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to fast forward, that's part of the reason that, my heart has always been with PR and whatnot. And so I Am Unbreakable Global Media was really born from wanting to never have women especially, but any human, any kind human be alone because I felt alone for many, many years. Mm-hmm. That journey of, you know, the private sector of investigation and executive protection. So that's it. And I think I took probably 5 minutes.
So. No. That was great. So, again, back to truth. We are recording this actually one on the eve of International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And so I want to actually double click on something that's not in any of the research, but because you touched on it, you occupy male dominant spaces. And this year's theme for International Women's Day is inclusive leadership. And so as you think back to what you've had to work through, get through, actually, and even what you pursued yourself, like intentionally pursued. What are some things that you can actually share with women who are in these male-dominated spaces, often in rooms where, and I think there's power in the only, but that's a for a whole different conversation that we can have on another day, because I think you and I both play in the same kind of, on the same plane. But sure, what, yeah, but from your experience, like, what are some of the, let's just say, that's just top of mind tips that you can say how it can own their space and in those kind of rooms and really thrive?
That's a great question. You know, I'm sort of going back to what I said before, which is never giving up on your dreams, mm-hmm, and make sure you're heard. Just because, you know, they say you're a girl, go away. I'll share something else in high school. Sounds like I had a traumatic high school experience. I really didn't, up from grade 10, to, you know, onward. But, you know, when everybody went to go and register or talk to their guidance counselor, I wanted to be a criminal lawyer. And I now know later that I learned differently. And I went down and I said, okay, I want to be, you know, a lawyer. And he basically LOL'd me out of his office and said, you know, well, you're not smart enough. You're never going to amount to anything. I believe he also said, well, thank gosh, you're pretty. Go marry rich.
Oh,
have a few kids. You'll be fine. And I was like, well, I want all that too, but I also want this. Yes. So my sort of always is never give up on yourself. Mm. Your dreams are your dreams, and they're going to change maybe from year to year, decade to decade. But having that core self-belief to me has got me through so much. Also, make sure you have your girl pack. Mm. You have your pack of allies. Mm. Make sure you have people, because look, even, you know, somebody who writes about rockstar confidence, I have days, I have moments. I don't allow myself or permit myself to stay stuck for long. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's important, you know, men have their golfing things. They, mm-hmm, have like their stuff that they do. And I feel that, and I'm going to steer away from, let's say, networking or anything like that, but you have to have those connections. Mm-hmm. And I know if I called you up and said, hey, I'm feeling really crappy. Look, this is what happened to me, or this is what happened in business. You know, I feel like, you know, a deer caught in headlights. You'd be there cheering me on, championing me on, saying, you've got this, girl, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need that. So that would be my second sort of tip to everybody. And as I said, the self-belief and know when to zig and zag and know like when to move on when you need to.
Know when to zig and zag, self-belief, and never give up. I love that. And I also kind of pick something else up is it's never what somebody else says about you. It's what you say about yourself. And so, you know, something that I noted that I almost think is a tactic or a technique that people can use is when people like, I don't think you are cut out for this, say, well, not only am I cut out for this, but I still want to know about this thing that I actually did ask you about. Like, so please answer that question. Like, how do I include myself? Like, don't ever give up. It doesn't matter, you know?
I love that. And you said it too. So I've got sort of a theory called TLC, which is what we give to ourself, right? And sort of what our belief system is. And number, so T stands for self-talk, mm-hmm, L stands for self-love, and then C is the self-care. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as women, we are taught, we are born and raised to essentially take care of everybody else. Mm. But then, you know, you sit back and whether you're 20 or 30 or 50 or 70 something, and it's like, well, when is there time for me? And you can do it in a way where you're not selfish. You know, we have this guilt about looking after ourselves. And I say, you know, it's about putting on that mask. I'm sure you've heard the story before, but you've got to put your mask on first. Yeah. And I think that's so important for female entrepreneurs, yes, and founders.
Yes, yes. So I want to talk a little bit about your mission, I Am Unbreakable Global Media, which is incredibly empowering. And would love for you to share what inspired you to create this platform and what impact do you hope it will have on women worldwide?
Well, I hope it's going to, you know, I said millions, but you said billions. Yeah. So now we're going to up you and say billions, right? High five. We'll do it together.
There's eight. Right? Hey, we got an overlap is great.
It is. Well, you know what? I never think I'm the solution. You know, the let's just say the mission is so big. I feel like I'm going to just be part of the solution. Yeah, I want to be part of the solution. So I guess I Am Unbreakable was really born in and around this time, when I was going through everything, you know, probably almost, a decade and a half ago. But even again, prior to that, I always loved, my passion has always been serving others and lifting others. Like whenever anybody had, let's say, a problem or something, let's go talk to Adrian, right? And I don't mean like they would dump on me and leave. It would be more like, hey, what can I do? And so as I got into the private sector, I met these amazing, I mean, rock star women that were going through life's challenges. And whether it was family law things, whether it was corporate, whether it was partnership disputes, whatever the case may be, I learned so much about human behavior. Women were like, oh my gosh, you've got to have a podcast. You've got to have a this. I, you know, they'd want to be my best friend. And I so love and cherish them, but I'm one person. And so I just thought, you know what? I have to be on a mission where if I can touch as many lives as I can with positivity, but also, you know, I'm not, I am about inspiration, hope, motivation, but as you know, my tagline, the struggle's part of the story. You know, there's no paved highway. There's zero paved straight highway to, let's just say, positivity or to success, whatever success means to you. It's one dirt hill up, one dirt road uphill, right? And so nobody wants to talk about that on Instagram, on, you know, all the social medias. It's like, oh, you know, standing beside my Rolls Royce, doing this, doing that. Little do they know they're in fetal position, suffering from mental issues. So I want to talk about the tough stuff. I want women and humans not to feel like they're alone. That's the mission.
And so it's funny because the next question I had to ask you was really just to dive a little bit about, still with, you know, this platform, is you've spoken about the importance of championing inclusivity and diversity. And can you tell us a little bit about initiatives or projects that have exemplified and exemplify this commitment that you have?
Absolutely. So my commitment essentially is, I don't care what you do, if you are, you know, speaking in front of millions of people, if you've got 5 billion followers or 10 followers, to me, I don't care about that stuff. For me, it's all about what kind of human being you are, what is your soul and who you are. And it is, you know, again, there's women that are just killing it and making change and making impact in their community by volunteering. And I love that because that is such, so impactful and so needed. And then there's other women rocking it on a stage, you know, doing keynotes and doing this and in different other industries that are typically not traditional spaces. And I applaud them too. So I feel like for me, it, I don't have, like, let's say, certain people that I will, it is a media request only, as you know, the podcast, as well as the, now we have the magazine and the publication. And, you know, anybody who contacts me, I always like will talk to them and see what their sort of mission. And if their mission and vision is aligned, I think that that is worth talking about. But I want people to talk about the tough stuff so that when people are watching the podcast, like watching your podcast, they don't think, well,
everything's rosy.
No, nothing, you know, it's cliche, nothing good comes easy. Very true. It's a hell of a lot of hard work, grind, but worth every single second of it, for me anyways.
And the, and this is a great lead-in for what I wanted to go to next, which I know is a topic very near and dear to your heart. And so that's around mental health. And I think we believe that it looks a certain way. There's certain people that are immune to it. But I truly do believe all of us have these waves and moments. Sometimes they last a long time. Sometimes they're fleeting. They come and go during the day. They wake us up in the night. They, you know, so let's, so talk about that. How do you, so first of all, it means that you take good care of your mental health. It doesn't mean that you don't struggle with it, but it means that you take care of it. So maybe let's just start first with, before we even talk about the topic a little bit more broadly, what does your self-care regimen look like that protects your mental space and mental health?
I would say, really simply put, healthy boundaries. And I can give you a few examples. You know, what my healthy boundary is might not be yours, and it might not be Sally's or Susan's, but I'll share. So I didn't do this always, and there's times I struggle with doing it, did struggle doing it. And now I'm going to say in the last like decade or so, you know what? No, I'm not giving up certain things. And I feel like, I hate to say this, but the older we get, I protect even more space because I need that. And then there's days that like, you know what? I'm okay. I don't need like as much as I typically do. So I'll be honest with you, in the morning, and I've got four boys, as you know, I have every single day taken a shower, got ready, did my hair, did my makeup. During that time, I do some meditation. I do some deep breathing. I listen to podcasts, to be honest with you, motivational stuff, whatever it is that sort of I need that day. To me, it helps me so incredible, like to sort of set the tone for my day. I'd love to say that I do what you do and work out first thing in the morning. That's never been me. Unfortunately, I'd love it to be, and I'd like it to start to change. And that's another thing we'll chat about after is it's okay not to have it at the exact same time, just for my schedule, you know, sort of consistency works. I do work out. I do kickboxing. I love to beat the hell out of Bob. It is so incredibly therapeutic for me. That sounds so violent, but so Bob is a rubber dummy that, you know, looks at you with this grimace.
Yes, I know.
And it's just so much fun. But anyways, yeah, and I've got three herniated discs, a neck issue, but I still show up, and sometimes I've got to modify my workouts. And, you know, again, I think that goes back to healthy boundaries, is that you modify what works for you. And just like how I modify my workout, if you can't get in a 2-hour workout, or let's just say an hour workout, you can get in a 15-minute walk and then go back to what you're doing, go back out for another 20 minutes and then still get it in throughout the day. So I think it's just really important. I was living my life for many years, having very young children and being a single mom for quite some time. And I felt that it was really important to me to have my time and my space, but I was also teaching them that you have to have that, right? I think you have to be able to look after yourself. It, again, trust me, sometimes there's 5 hours of sleep, sometimes there's four, but you get it done.
Yeah. So now I work in corporate, and a lot of times we are well supported by corporate programs, right? It just becomes part of your benefits and this, any other. As an entrepreneur, you're really on your own, right? And you're having to figure this out, and you have to create your own, you sort of have to create your own programs and this, any other. So what are some things that you can maybe share to help entrepreneurs with, you know, their prioritization of their self-care, their well-being, because it becomes more doubly important because you don't necessarily have those daily reminders from corporate sends out, hey, welcome to this new wellness program and sign up and, you know, make sure you use your benefits. We're March 31st. Make sure you get your receipt. Yeah, no, you're like, you don't have all of that. So,
it is all self to thyself, right? Lucky us. And you know what? And you're right. You know, you bring a really valid point that some people, whether it's financial restrictions and they don't have benefits, or the lack of resources, or even feeling like their problems matter. I think it really is, you know, doing podcasts and just talking about the fact that mental health is a thing, because you can't see it, because, you know, if let's just say, for example, you know, you have an injury to your leg and you're on crutches, you can obviously visually see that. But just because you don't see somebody suffering does not mean that it's there. And it's very, very near and dear to my heart for many reasons. And I'll share something sort of that I do, and I am going to be talking about up and coming, because it's something we don't talk about. So sort of first time here is the fact that when you have a loved one who suffers from mental health, that is really hard on the person, but it's hard to also say, look, I understand my loved one is going through hell and back, but I'm suffering and this is really tough on me too. A lot of people suffer in silence, and sort of the support for the support person, I think is also super important and something I'm going to bring to light, because people feel almost guilty and feel unjustified to feel that, you know, wow, this is a lot on me. I do want to support my loved one, but it's too much, or I need the support, you know, just like programs like, and I'm going to say too, because you asked about, you know, what people can do. And again, I'm talking right now about different addictions, but, you know, for example, AA, they have Al-Anon. GA, which is Gamblers Anonymous, has it the support for the loved ones or the parents or the spouses of the person. So I feel that we just need to be really cognitive of one thing. And this is what I am just, I try to really hit home to people, is nobody knows what the other person is going
through. Yeah. And I, you know, and you could take that with anything, right? Like you could take it with grief, you know, I think with anything that requires you to put in energy into somebody else, you need somewhere else to, you need someone, like, it's almost like the therapist needs a therapist, right?
Yeah. 100%. So people never call me because, you know, their lives are great. Hey, you're a private investigator. Things are awesome. Can you follow my spouse? Can you, you know, see if my partner is, you know, drained our entire business? Can you see about child custody? It's always all negative. And I, you know, for 20 something years, I had people dumping on me and I didn't realize how much that affects you. And so the other thing I'm going to say, just so, because if let's take money out of it, right? Because it is hard. I mean, therapists can charge between $100 to like $450 an hour now, and try to get in and OHIP and our health, the state of our healthcare system. And not to bash anybody, I mean, we are overwhelmed with mental health issues and struggles, but you can also find people within your community. And I mean, I'm not saying go start knocking on neighbor's door, but if you are looking for support, at least have one person you can go to, you know. I did a podcast with Chris a couple weeks back, and she has something called a porch party. And it's not a party, but it's like she's got a neighbor and they both have similar like challenges with kids.
They just get on their porch and
they're like, you know, they'll say porch date. That's all it is. Yeah. It might not even talk about what it is. Yeah. It could be going for a walk with a neighbor, you know, whatever the case may be. Find the support. It is immensely important. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things going on, and anyways, I won't get into the,
no,
the
I love that.
Mental health. I just think that we can, and we as people that, let's just say, you know, we are feeling okay mentally, check in on somebody. Hey, don't be like, hey, how are you? Okay, can you do this? It's just, you know, how are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
like really, and be ready to listen. Yeah, yeah. So you matter is my mantra. And yes, you can is yours. I know what informed mine. Would love to know how you got to yes, you can.
Probably being told that I can't do things because of gender or different other things. So I always want people to believe in themselves. It goes back to that core self-belief. And, you know, whether it's family or friends, culturally, your peers, your guidance counselors, your teachers telling you can't do something because you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you know, you're this gender or that gender. You know what? Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. And that to me, it is about empowering and lifting others. But I really love your mantra too, because you know what? I think it's fabulous. I love it.
Yeah. You matter. And yes, you can. And so I know you asked me, before I get into Rapid Thrivers, I know you asked me a question to end your podcast, and now I want to hear your answer. So what makes Adrian unbreakable?
Ooh, I can't believe you turned that on me. An awesome interviewer. I love you. So, you know, I would say all the really tough times and getting through it. And it is my belief, knowing that when I am in the middle, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
When I'm in the middle of a shitstorm or in the middle of anything, before it was, especially when I was a little bit younger and I didn't know that I was going to be okay, it goes back to that self-talk of knowing that I'm going to be okay. I might bend, I might have to pivot, I might have to whatever, but there is nothing that's going to break me.
I love that.
Absolutely nothing. And I want people to know that regardless of what they go through, there's always some kind of takeaway that they're going to look back and say, ah, oh, that was it. And I look at too, you know, rejection being redirection. And you can absorb all that negativity, or you can really look, you know, if you're religious, you know, you could do, look to whoever it is. Let's just say I'm very spiritual. So let's just say you could look to the universe and say, why is this happening? But you can also self-talk and say, you're going to be okay, regardless of what happens.
And in all the years, this is just a part B to that. In all the times you've asked people that, have you heard anything that really just resonated with you that, or you loved how they answered that? Like, is there an answer or something that somebody has said?
Yeah, I love all the answers. And I'll tell you why, because it means something different to everybody. When people think I am unbreakable, it's like, because I have been broken. And it's like, I've never been broken. I've been. So I love the variety of, it all boils down to, let's call a spade, resilience, right?
Yeah.
So it's people being able to, and sometimes even when they're answering me, I love the fact that they're like, oh, and I'll say, so really what you're talking about is resilience. And they're like, yeah, so I got through it all, right? Yeah. And really, they do. So I would say, you know, for me, it's kind of general and not like a specific answer, but it is the uniqueness of every single human's answer.
Yeah,
really, like, just makes me feel jazzed.
Yeah, I love it. And keeps you empowered and keeps you going. I love it. I love it. We're fortunate for that. So, Rapid Thrivers, when you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
Oh, I just wrote on that and I struggle with it, because honestly, every single contributor, every single woman that has taken time, you know, let's call a spade, I consider time our currency. Every single woman that has taken time out of their life, like, they will never get that 30 minutes back or that 60 minutes back to talk to me. I would say all of them. If you're going to ask me only one person, it's a really tough one, but I am going to say my mom.
Yeah, nice.
I am going to say my mom. She drives me nuts. I still live with her. God bless her. But she came to Canada with, at not even 20, with a backpack and a dream. And that woman is tough as nails. And at 88, man, I hope to be her when I grow up.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, mommy. Okay. Daily activity to help you with your thrive.
I feel like all my answers are the same. Listening to people's, listening to people's stories. Sometimes, you know, when you think things are really tough on you, you listen to other people.
It helps.
And there is such resilience there that I'm like, wow, I thought I was resilient for that.
So. And it helps. It actually does help. Yeah. A book that has helped you with your thrive.
Ooh, I'm going to have to say Tony Robbins.
Which one?
Oh, Life Force? My gosh.
Not the recent one. An older one?
No. Unshakable.
Oh, okay. I haven't read that one. Yeah.
To-do list.
Okay. An app that helps you with your thrive.
So is Instagram off the table?
Yeah, no, Instagram. We can't. No.
I'm kidding. No, you want to laugh?
Yeah.
So some people drink, some people work out, some people gamble. I read Pinterest. Sometimes you just need that motivation where you shut everything off. I just like the positive motivations and mantras that, you know, you've got to have your settings right though, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I was just going to say, I don't actually use Pinterest. Except when I Google and it comes up. Yeah.
Yes. So I don't either. I'm not, like, let's say, active on it, but I just find some of their stuff is really, really cool. And I love it.
Okay.
So
I love that. I love it. I haven't, in all of my episodes, and you're going to be 270, maybe around that, 68. I have to go back and look at the list. I haven't heard Pinterest. It's a new app. And what is one misconception of you that people have as they see you doing all that you do?
Sorry, can you
ask a misconception that people have?
Misconception?
Yeah, that people have as they see you, like, thriving, doing all the things that you're doing.
That it came, okay, so that it came easy, because it didn't. It didn't. It's hard work. It's a grind. It is a grind, morning, noon, night. But, you know, I'm just going to go back to saying, if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. There's a great friend of mine, and she's just such an amazing thought leader. She says, where there's conviction, there's capacity. I don't know how many times I've said that in this podcast. She needs to, She needs to
get a t-shirt.
Yeah, she needs a t-shirt. I think she might be in her book. She actually has a book called Unstoppable. And so I hope she put it in there because, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be on my read.
Oh, you should interview her. Her name's Victoria Pelletier. But we could talk about that offline. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so where do we find more of you online?
So we're doing lots. You can go either onto my LinkedIn or the best place would be IamUnbreakable.com.
Okay. I will put everything in the show notes. And parting question, similar to what you asked me on yours. The name of this podcast is Empowered in My Skin. And what does that mean to you?
I don't know why I think of Wonder Woman. When you say that, I think just of this inner strength that it doesn't matter how young, old, anything that you are outside, just inside is so incredibly strong.
I love that. I haven't had a Wonder Woman either. Wow, we're dropping Pinterest, we're dropping Wonder Woman.
I don't know. You know, to me, that's what I find interesting. I don't think that there's always like a generic answer. It's interesting that people always think that, you know, something different, but I love it.
So I'm going to encourage people also to also check you out on Instagram. I know you didn't name that. Maybe it'll be on your website. I'm sure they can find it. I have often have found nuggets that have just hit me in the right time with some of the stories and reels that you post. And so I Am Unbreakable, I will be honest with you, it's very powerful. It's very powerful to think that mantra. It's very powerful to affirm that into my day. And I love the fact that it actually, like you use the word, you're bent, you have to pivot, but nothing breaks you to the point where you just can't get up and keep going. And so, you know, kudos to you for making that a global mission. And you definitely have a fan in me and we connected and I truly, you know, love you unconditionally and really, really appreciate the energy, the time, the care, the concern, the empathy, and the compassion that you're putting into the world to really help others really fall in love with their resilience. So it's a beautiful thing.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. And right back at you. I love you to pieces as well. You know that.
Yes,
and
I do.
I would be here for you morning, noon, and night.
Thank you, love. Thank you. And to everyone that's listening, I know that yes, you can has become your mantra and I Am Breakable has become your guiding principle. So this is where I say we're out. Bye-bye. There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.